FHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It has been less than a week since the release of the remaining living Israeli hostages, and the deal between Israel and Hamas is already being tested, with Israel carrying out airstrikes after accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. The breakthrough came after President Trump sent not two diplomats to move the negotiations along, but two businessmen. One of them, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who spoke to 60 Minutes tonight about the war.
The biggest message that we've tried to convey to the Israeli leadership now is that now that the war is over, if you want to integrate Israel with the broader Middle East, you have to find a way to help the Palestinian people thrive and do better.
Our Deborah Pata has the view from Gaza, where Palestinians are holding their collective breath.
For civilians eking out a life amid the rubble of Gaza, the threat of a return to war is too much to bear. Already on their knees, so many are making do with almost nothing in their hollowed out ruins. If the war comes back, Umtarhe Al-Kafana said, then that is the end of Gaza.
The Trump administration has struck a seventh alleged drug boat. They say it has ties to Colombia and killed three people. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Democrats warn the strikes risk getting the U.S. into a full-fledged war. Senator Bernie Sanders said the president needs authority to go to war from Congress.
The president is acting unilaterally in violation of the Constitution. That's a pretty big deal.
Sanders was on CNN. Our Elizabeth Palmer with a heist at the Louvre Museum in Paris, in which some top jewels were stolen.
Here's how the thieves broke in. On a hoist they'd parked at the backside of the museum. Dressed in fake uniforms, they broke a window and made straight for the sumptuous Apollo Room, where France's crown jewels are on display, including treasures that belonged to the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. It took them all of 4 minutes to grab eight priceless pieces from the collection.
Tomorrow marks day 20 of the government shutdown. The Senate gets back to work this week. Democrat Mark Kelly on CBS's Face the Nation.
We should be able to wrap this up this week if they will sit down and have a negotiation with us. The president has spent 1 hour negotiating this issue with leadership in Congress. That's it, 1 hour. They need to get in a room and stay in a room until we can hash this out.
Republican Senator Katie Britt, also on CBS.
We believe that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. Democrats, for some reason, don't think that that's possible. They need to come to the table, open the government back up, and then we're happy to have a conversation about the broken system that they created.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear. Could be a little frosty in places, lows in the low 30s. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. It will become breezy. Monday night, rainy and blustery with a low around 41. Tuesday, showers and 48.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you decide. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. it.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, pets, imaginary friends, it's time for Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Our next two tapes will be our soundtrack sessions, side A and B. While the 70s and 80s brought many hits, I believe the 90s were when the soundtracks had the greatest impact, maybe their moment. Many artists got their break or second act from these opportunities. Being honest, it was tough to choose because I love so many of these songs on these soundtracks. It's part of why this took so long. Your requests help the process. Thank you for those. Get us your 90s requests at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can also get us your requests on WFHR Facebook page. There were a lot of big soundtracks like Reality Bites or That Thing You Do or some other ones out there. Certainly a lot of animated movies like The Lion King that had a big soundtrack and some of those. We're not going to be touching on many of those, especially songs that were already songs before they hit the soundtrack. But what I want to do is focus on a lot of the different changes and different things that people were trying to do with soundtracks. We've got Above the Rim's Regulate coming up for you in a little bit. Pulp Fiction soundtrack on the way. But this first one is from the Judgment Night soundtrack. Released September 14th in 1993 through Immortal Records and Epic Soundtracks, this took things to a different level, where they would take a lot of hard rock or alternative bands and pair them with a hip-hop band. You had some great stuff on this album, like Faith No More and Booyah Tribe, or Slayer and Ice-T. You had Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill, Living Color and Run DMC, and this one right here. I think one of the game changers in the soundtrack era. I love this song. Turn it up. It is the real thing from Cypress Hill and Pearl Jam on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Cypress Hill.
regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I let my explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. You smoke like I smoke, then you like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
We'll be right back.
Can't You Trip Like I Do from Filter and Crystal Method off of the Spawn soundtrack from 1997. Before that, had Regulate, Warren G, and Nate Dogg off the Above the Rim soundtrack. Both very incredible soundtracks. Above the Rim, like a lot of soundtracks of that era, helping a lot of people hear a lot of artists as far as hip-hop and R&B that maybe they might not have heard otherwise. And that song in particular, Regulate, got G-Funk into the modern era and onto playlists and radio stations across the whole country. Huge, maybe one of the biggest impacted songs off of any soundtrack. And the Spawn soundtrack, very similar to the Judgment Night soundtrack, they tried to do something different with that one, where they took a lot of electronic artists and paired them with alternative or hard rock artists. Some really good songs on that one as well. Encourage you to check out these soundtracks. Go back and take a listen to them. On the way, we're going to be featuring the Singles soundtrack, arguably maybe the biggest soundtrack of the 90s. But right now, one of the bigger songs from the era, Pulp Fiction from 1994, Urge Overkill with the Neil Diamond cover, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. On Unlabeled here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. and the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison brain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. Seen in a magazine that you left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Miss me like you said.
sexy.
I Got a Dyslexic Heart from Paul Westerberg off of the single soundtrack here at Unlabeled at WFHR. Single soundtrack came out back in 1992, and you look at a lot of lists as far as best soundtracks of the 90s. This is at the top of a lot of them, everybody, and it is a flawless soundtrack. Got Alice in Chains in there, some Chris Cornell that we're going to play on episode two of the single of the soundtrack episodes we're doing here, but that is a great one, and it holds up. It's still a great soundtrack. Coming up, we'll hear from Mother Love Bone off the single soundtrack, along with the Crow soundtrack being featured. Right now, Batman Forever, not necessarily the greatest movie, maybe, but what a soundtrack. Some incredible songs on there. You had, of course, Kiss from a Rose from Seal that was a gigantic hit. PJ Harvey was on there, Nick Cave, Flaming Lips, a lot of great stuff. But one song in particular really stood out to me, and there's a song that I've always loved from Iggy Pop and the Stooges, The Passenger. Michael Hutchinson, former lead singer of INXS, who we, of course, Lost, does an amazing job with this song. So here it is, Michael Hutchinson, The Passenger, from the Batman Forever soundtrack from 1995, here at Unlabeled on WFHR.
Tonight, oh,
the passenger. Ha ha, he rides. Oh, the passenger. He rides and he rides. Looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a bright and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back side. Sees a winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. It just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride, see what's mine.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. Less than a week after Hamas freed the remaining living Israeli hostages, the ceasefire in Gaza is under strain. Jared Kushner, one of the members of the U.S. delegation that helped broker the peace plan, tells 60 Minutes Hamas is searching for the remains of the missing dead hostages in good faith.
As far as we've seen from what's being conveyed to us from the mediators, they are so far. That could break down at any minute, but right now we have seen them looking to honor their agreement.
The U.S. military struck another alleged drug-carrying vessel. It is the seventh known attack in recent weeks. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The administration announced U.S. forces had killed three men and destroyed another boat suspected of running drugs in the Caribbean Sea.
In France, thieves break into the Louvre Museum, stealing jewelry of value in a brazen heist.
When you rob the Louvre, that's a big deal to all of France. So I knew something was up because of the way they swept the whole museum.
Joan Carpenter visiting from California. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear. Could be a little frosty in places, lows in the low 30s. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. It will become breezy. Monday night, rainy and blustery with a low around 41. Tuesday, showers and 48.
Right now, it's 44.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others. And now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Something wrong.
It Can't Rain All the Time by Jane Siberry from the Crow soundtrack from 1994. One of the more impactful soundtracks to come out, really impactful movies. And we're definitely going to be going back to the Crow soundtrack on Side B when we come back with another Unlabeled, a new episode of Unlabeled coming up for you very soon. We'll be getting to that soundtrack again. We wrap up, though, with an important one. It comes from the Singles soundtrack from 1992, and I mentioned earlier, on many lists, they consider this to be the best soundtrack of the 90s, and understandably so. It's a good argument to make, in part because of things like this. One of the integral songs on the album, a song from Mother Love Bone, an American rock band out of Seattle. Long before we knew the term grunge or who Soundgarden or Pearl Jam were, members of that band were made up in this band. And it was a band that they lost their lead singer, Way Young. Andrew Wood, who was integral, very energetic and fun frontman, and a great singer, as you're about to hear. For many of us, we didn't know who Mother Love Bone was. This is long before being able to look up anything you wanted on the internet and check out a band in a couple states or even across the country. So this was that much more important to be able to not only carry on the legacy of Mother Love Bone, but to turn them on to a whole new audience. Here is one of the better songs that you're going to hear, let alone in the soundtrack. It's Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, Mother Love Bone. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Unlabeled right here at WFHR.
It's the kind that leaves me alone. substitute teacher. This Bible's not a pretty, not a pretty sight. I owe the man some money, so I'm turning over, honey. Said Mr. Faded Glory is a once again a doing
Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Is there peace in the Middle East? It's what President Trump promised less than a week ago when he signed a peace plan for Gaza and Israel. But the ceasefire showed signs of strain this weekend, with Israel launching strikes into Gaza after saying Hamas killed two of its soldiers. Still, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, who helped broker the plan, says he hopes it holds up from this point forward.
The success or failure of this will be if Israel and this international mechanism is able to create a viable alternative. If they are successful, Hamas will fail, and Gaza will not be a threat to Israel in the future.
He was on 60 Minutes tonight. More from our Deborah Pato with a view from Gaza.
Hospitals once again filled up with the injured. As the Israeli military launched strikes they say were aimed at thwarting ceasefire violations by Hamas.